I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm studio.
Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources last week announced that it has concluded efforts to trap a wild black bear involved in an attack on a 69-year-old woman that occurred back on Saturday, July 12th. More details when we return, but first...
You fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
The Wisconsin DNR announced last week that it has wrapped up any efforts to trap the black bear involved in a recent attack in Barron County. The sow and cub believed to be involved have not been observed since the attack. The DNR, in partnership with the Barron County Sheriff's Office and the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Wildlife Services, had maintained and monitored a series of live traps and game cameras on the property since the attack occurred on the afternoon of July 12th. The victim, 69-year-old Karen Fry, was attacked while in the backyard of her rural residence near the town of Comstock. Fry was transported to a nearby hospital for treatment. The DNR says she is recovering, in stable condition, and doing well. The DNR says it had monitored the property around the clock for 2 weeks with no additional sign of the bears believed to be involved. The agency, in fact, trapped and released two male black bears, two yearling bears, and two sows, all determined to be unrelated to the incident. The DNR says it will continue to monitor the area.
From the Fleet Farm studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.